Hey everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. As always, so glad that you're with me today and going to be spending a few minutes with me today. I'm always so thankful for all of you that listen and share and always praying and believing that whatever is said here meets you right where you are and that God has something for you because I never want it to be about me, but always about Him, because without Him, I have nothing, and that goes for all of us. Aren't you so glad that you have a loving Father from whom all blessings flow, that all good things come from Him, and that's all the things we receive, all the things that make us feel good, and I'm so thankful for that, and you should be too. And it's funny because I was like, they're probably going to laugh at me when I say this, but I had something prepared and typed out and ready to go for my podcast, and God's kind of got me in a different place, and so today, really, I just want to share what's on my heart today, because sometimes I feel like if it's on my heart, it's probably on your heart too. And if it's not right now, it has been before, or it might be in the future. And because how many of us know we go through things? And obviously we have seasons of change, whether good or bad. We have long seasons, short seasons, moments in time that feel like an eternity. And but God never changes. The seasons change, things change. God never does. And if we can build our foundation, like we always talk about, if we can build our foundation on the unshakable, on the unchangeable, on the unwavering word and truth of God, how much better off we're going to be. That doesn't mean that the storms don't come. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have to withstand. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be hard times. It just means when they come, we don't have to crumble. We don't have to be shaken. And even if we're shook up a little bit, we're not going to be knocked down. And if we're knocked down, it means we're not going to be able to get back up. Amen. So that's how I'm feeling right now. And sometimes in those moments, it's hard to pray. Because you're like, Lord, I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't know how to pray, especially when situations feel out of your control. Because we tend to make prayer, how do I want to say that? We tend to make prayer something that it's not, honestly. I know for me, I basically have a running dialogue with God all day, every day, because I just have to acknowledge Him constantly just for my own self. But then when it comes to like, okay, I really want to sit down and pray about this heavy thing, you know, sometimes it's easier to pray over good situations or things that we're thankful for, or I don't know, some situations are just easier to pray about than others. Sometimes we go through things and you're like, Lord, I don't even have the words. I don't know what to say. And sometimes it's just a cry of our heart. And so I want to take a look at prayer today. Of course, I wrote down about 100 scriptures and I'm going to share about 3 or 4 of them or something, but I encourage you, as always, if you're in a space where you're wanting to pray more, or you have something that you're seeking God on, I'm telling you guys, the wonderful tool of Google, you know, just search scriptures on prayer. You're gonna have so many scriptures right in your palm of your hand that you can read and fill yourself up with. But today I want to start in Romans 10, and verse 13, because the simplest prayer that we can pray is the prayer to receive Jesus. And the faith it takes to receive Jesus, because we so quickly and easily are like, yes, Lord, I receive you. And we have that faith to believe that we're going to be saved, that we're going to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. And that faith, it sometimes seems to just come so naturally. And then when we go to ask God for something else and have the faith to receive it, we're like, where did that faith go? It's like, it's the same faith. The same faith that it took you to call on the name of Jesus and receive him is the same faith that it takes for anything else that happens or comes your way in life. And the simplest prayer here, as we see in Romans 10:13, it says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whoever calls on the name of the Lord. It doesn't say whoever says this specific prayer, da 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 da. Whoever confesses their sin 100 times and says this prayer, da 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 da, shall be saved. No, that's not what it says. It says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And isn't it amazing that just calling on the name of Jesus is enough for us to be saved for eternity? The biggest, greatest, most wonderful and incredible prayer that you could ever pray over your life is the prayer of salvation, to receive Jesus for now and for eternity. And all we're saying is calling on the name of the Lord. Is that not amazing? That shows me that God is making this easy for us. He doesn't want us to have a hard formula, a bunch of words that have to be spoken, or things that have to be done in order for us to be able to receive from him. No, he's saying, just call on my name. Call on my name. Because he wants it easy, and we are the ones that make it hard. We do that not intentionally, but we do it because we're bogged down by the cares of this world. We're bogged down by our feelings, our emotions, our circumstances. And so in that, we just start to feel like everything is harder than it needs to be. And that sometimes happens even when we're coming to God. And the second scripture that I want to look at to show us is we're going to look at Matthew 11. And we're going to start in verse 28 to 30. And it says, "Come to me," and this is Jesus talking, "come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." See, what God has for us is easy. What he wants for us is easy. And isn't it amazing that we see here that he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And what that shows me is that when we are walking through a burdensome time, or a time where the yoke feels heavy. And if you don't know what a yoke is, back then they would have two ox, or I don't know, two donkey or whatever they would have. And there would be the wooden piece between the two animals, and it would hold them together, and they would walk, and that piece was called the yoke. And God is saying, or Jesus is saying here, that we can be yoked with him. He is our partner. We are yoked and bound with him, and we walk with him, and we live and move and breathe with him. And the yoke that binds us is light, because he carries the load. What an incredible picture. And he's just saying, just come to me. All I want is for you to come to me. If you just come to me, I'm here. I'm bound with you. I have bound myself to you so I can carry your load. It's not when you pray the perfect prayer and when you say these perfect things and when you do everything right, then I will be there for you. No, he's saying, come to me in all that you are, in all your joys and all your sorrows and your messes and everything that you are. Just come to me. Learn how I am. Follow with me. Come and yoke yourself with me, because he made it that way. So that way he would take the load. He would take the brunt. He would carry the burden. And when we pray, we say, Father, thank you that you carry it all. There isn't a perfect prayer, but there is a perfect God, ready and willing and able. He has yoked himself to you so you don't have to do the work. And in 1 Peter 5:7, I told you all I was going to give you some scriptures today because I need it. I need it. And I hope it ministers to you too. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. It doesn't say praying all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. No, he says casting. And that word there actually means to throw them, like, far away from you, because he cares for you. We're casting these things down. We're not saying, Lord, if I pray this perfect prayer and if I, you know, confess every sin and confess every detail of the situation and tell you every single thing. And not that we can't do those things, because we can. But see, that's when we get caught up. That's when we get caught up in what's the perfect thing and what am I supposed to say? And God is so big and I am so small and I can't take, you know, he's not going to help me if I don't say this right or do this perfectly. And he's just saying, just cast your cares on me because I care about you. Throw them at me. Give me what you got. There's nothing we can't throw at God that he can't handle and that he already hasn't paid a price for. Nothing. It's not about you. It never has been and it never will be. Thank you, Jesus, that it's not about you. It's not about you for your benefit. Because if it was about you, and if it was about the perfect prayer, and if it was about your perfect obedience, and if it was about the perfect words every time and your sinless life, forget it. You lose. Game over. But it's not. And that's why we needed a savior. And he came, he paid the price so that you would have life and life more abundantly. And isn't it amazing that that life was given not just so we can be with Jesus in heaven? Yes, thank you, Father, for that. But he's telling us here, take my yoke upon you. My burden is light, so I can give you rest. Cast your cares upon me because I care about you. Those things are for now. Why would he say those things if those things were for in heaven? We're not going to have any cares in heaven. We're not going to need an easy yoke and a light burden in heaven. It doesn't exist in heaven. So he's saying those things to us now so we can have those things in now. Thank you, Lord. Because when I can't find the words, it doesn't matter. Call upon his name and you will be saved. Call upon his name and he will be there for you in your time of trouble. Jesus, I need you. I need that light burden. I'm casting my cares on you. There's a lot of cares and I can't hold it anymore. My burden is heavy, but I know yours is light. And if I cast it on you, you carry the burden. And we keep walking together and I yoke myself with you that I wouldn't have to walk by myself, but with you, Lord. It's not about the perfect words. And I love this in Matthew. Let me get back here. In Matthew 6. And we're going to take a look at we're going to Matthew 6, starting in verse 5. And this is Jesus talking, and he's saying here, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, And your Father, who sees you in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that it's not about the repetitious words. He's saying the people, when they stand in the street and they sound, you know, oh, they sound so holy. Look at them. They must be have such favor with God. He's like, no, don't be like them. That's a show off and a hypocrite. Jesus is literally telling us it's not about the words that you use. It's about your heart position and coming to your Father, because the reality is he knows what you need before you even ask. And in your asking, all you're doing is lining your heart up with his and saying, admitting, Lord, I need you. And he's saying, yes, I knew you did. Here you go. That is a loving Father. He doesn't need you to have the perfect words and say the same things over and over and beg from him and try to sound religious and holier than thou. No, that's the hypocrite. That's not who you are. He's saying, just come to me. I'm your dad. I'm your Abba Father, your daddy God. I know what you need before you even sat down to ask me. But because you asked me in your heart of hearts and in the quiet place, you have searched for me and you have found me, and I'm here and I'm meeting you in this space. And because you came to me and I knew exactly what you needed, your reward will be made public for the glory of God. And your reward is answered prayers because you trust in him and believe that what he says is true. 1 John 5:14. When we trust in the God of heaven's armies, surely we can trust that he is the one to answer when we call upon him. 1 John 5:14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We know that he hears us. If we're confident in who Jesus is, and if we are praying and seeking him, we have the confidence to know that he hears our petitions and that he will answer them. If we trust God, if we trust in the finished work of Jesus, how can we not trust that he will be there for us in every area of our lives? Especially when we're praying according to his will. And his will for you is to prosper you. Nothing but good for you. When we're seeking him, lining our heart up with what he says, he hears what we have to say. Calling upon the name of Jesus in every situation. It's not about the perfect prayer. It's not about having the right words. It never has been. Jesus has made this absolutely foolproof for us, because he didn't want us to even be able to mess it up, because if it was left up to us, we probably would. But he's like, nope, we're gonna make this so easy. We're gonna make it so easy, because all God wants is for us to be blessed, to know how much we're loved by him, that we would be on this earth as a shining light, a beacon to this world, that we would point back to Jesus, that in our blessings and when we come out on the other side of a hard situation and people are saying, how did that not break you? And we say, it's only him. It's only by the grace of God. It's only because when I didn't have the words to speak, he heard me because I called upon his name. He heard me and he was faithful to answer me. And when people know that they can just come to him just the way they are and just call upon his name and receive him and receive everything that they've ever needed for life, that is when people's lives are changed. He told us that we were going to walk through hard times, but he says, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. So Lord, we just come to you today, not with the perfect prayer or the perfect words, but we just come to you because we love you and we need you. And we're thankful that you love us more than we can even possibly imagine. And Lord, when we don't have the words to speak and we feel like we don't have the prayer to pray, we thank you that the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, is more than enough, that everything that we need is found in Jesus. That one name, it encompasses all. So when we don't know what to pray, that we would just say Jesus, and that we have a confidence that you would hear us, that you would answer our prayer, that you would take our burden because you care for us, that we would be yoked with you in a way that would change our lives, that we can walk with you, with you carrying the burden of this world and of this life, Father, that we could be a shining light, that our joy would be made full because of who you are and what you've done for us. Lord, we don't want to be like the heathens with their repetitions, standing on the corners with the perfect words to just look holy. No, we want to come to our Father in the secret place where you meet us and find us, that we can receive from you because you love us so much. Thank you, Father, that you've made this foolproof just for us, so that way we can come to you every day in all the ways, Father God. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. You guys, I know today's message is a little shorter than usual, but I pray that it's been a blessing for you. I pray that you can come to God knowing that because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, you can come before the throne, that you would have a boldness and a courage to come before him because you have a right to do that. That's what Jesus paid for. God is not a God that is far off from you. He is your Father. Would you ever tell your children that they have to have the perfect words to be able to receive something from you? Of course not. Well, how much more your Father in heaven would be the same way if even you, not being perfect, would never have that expectation on your children? Then imagine how much more God is saying, just come to me and I'm here to answer your prayer. I pray that this blessed you guys, and that it will help you through the rest of this week, that in the moments where you need prayer and you need Jesus, you just call upon his name. Share this message with someone else that might need this same encouragement. And I'll see you here next week at That Girl.